I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Jeff Spencer. He's with the Vertigo Theater Company in Marquette, and they've got a show coming up this week. We found out more with Jeff Spencer.
We have got a show called The Weir, W-E-I-R. It's an Irish play set in an Irish bar, a little tiny town. We're coming up on Halloween season. It's ghost stories.
Oh, ghost stories. Tell us a little bit more about it. What can folks expect?
Well, it's there's no intermission. It's just one act straight through, and it's five people. And four guys, three guys who are, the bartender, two regulars, a real estate guy that used to live in the town, and this woman that's just moved in from Dublin into a supposedly haunted house. And they all start telling stories about the area, and then she trumps them all with
Ooh.
A story of her own.
Well, this sounds like actually a fun one in the sense of it's really in the acting and the storytelling,
oh,
isn't
yeah.
it?
It's all conversation.
What's that like to do a production like that?
It's a dream.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. We've got a great team of people, and it's just a lot of fun to really get into the meat of who these characters are.
So I have to ask you, Jeff, do you do the Irish accents?
Oh, yeah, we all do.
Hmm.
We had a
discussion about accents on the program yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Funny
oh, yeah.
that, and Mike, who can't really do one. Not that I can really do one.
Actually,
but.
I can do quite a few. The only one I really can't do is an English accent.
Mm-hmm.
I just have not been able to pick that up. But they can do an Irish accent very, very well.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we should have called you then to do the show. It has to be very authentic or else it's not. It's set right in Ireland and it has to be authentic or it wouldn't make
sense. Listen to him now. Listen to him. Himself, he sounds perfect.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, we're working on it. But what's that like to get the actors together to get that authenticity in the dialogue as well?
When we're casting the show, I'm just asking people, can you do an Irish accent? No, really, it has to be good.
Yeah.
And if they were comfortable, then, you know, they made the cut. But, you know, these are all seasoned actors. I mean, everybody in it are people that everybody's seen. B.G. Mm-hmm. Bradley's in it, his son Pat, John Sarkla, myself, Monica Nordine, who's actually, this is her fourth different accent in a row this summer.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's pretty
good. She's the Meryl Streep of
apparently
Marquette.
Yes, that's true.
And Marty Martello is directing and built a set that looks, I mean, you're going to walk into the community room at the library, which is where we're doing it. You're going to think you're in a bar. It is beautiful, realistic.
It's really down to the experience of it, isn't it? That you've got the actors delivering the stories and everything.
It really is. It really is. And the stories, you know, it's on the outside, it's about ghost stories. But, of course, being a masterpiece script, it's really about the relationships and the misconnections and the ghosts that we have that aren't spirit, you know, supernatural ghosts.
The ghosts that we all have.
Yes, exactly.
Jeff Spencer is in the studio with us today. He's with Vertigo Theater Company. He's actor, producer, and involved in their latest production. And let's give everybody, Jeff, the information about the run and how folks can take part.
Well, it's at the Peter White Public Library in the community room down in the basement. It's on Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee. For the folks that are busy in the evenings, it's a bargain price of only $7.50. You can get your tickets at the circulation desk in the library, or you can call 228-9510 with a credit card and get tickets that way as well.
It is called The Weir. It is ghost stories. So, I mean, I got to ask you this. I mean, is it scary?
It's spooky. There's a couple of the stories in it. It'll make the hair stand on the back of your head. And you'll be looking over your shoulder when you're walking back to your car. It's a good date show.
A good date show?
Yeah.
Your date will be
holding on to your arm.
You hear that, fellas?
Yeah, get out
Here's
there.
Here's your chance.
Here's the opportunity. But how did you come with the company to decide to do this particular production?
Well, I discovered the show through a friend of mine who's a director in New York, and he was doing it, and I looked into what it was about because I'd never heard of it. And won the Olivier for Best Play in 1999 when it came out. And I read the script and just fell in love with it. It's just a fantastic show.
So as we look at this particular production, and it's basically it's set in a bar. It's the actors telling the stories. Mm-hmm. You don't
tell stories and drinking a lot of pints and small ones.
And you're not relying on effects and, you know, crazy stuff. It's all in the stories, isn't it?
Nope. It's all in the conversation and the stories. It's a very tech light show, actually. It's all ghost stories, but lights come up at the beginning, lights go down at the end. There's some wind. That's it.
That's good.
But it's all mood and relationship.
You said off mic before we went on the air, you read the script the first time, and some of it gave you the chills a little
bit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the stories are creepy.
Yeah.
Some of the stories are very creepy.
Well, it gets you in sort of into a Halloween frame of mind. Again, the run is at the Peter White Public Library.
Peter White at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday of this week and Saturday at 2. And tickets at the circulation desk or 228-9510.
That's Jeff Spencer from the Vertigo Theater Company. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.